Good morning. We continue with our study of Rav Volbi's fantastic work, the Olam HaYedidus, the world of friendship. You know, Rav Volbi in the current section has been dealing with some of the issues of the day that he spent time discussing with others, whether it be in the press or whether it be in public. And so yesterday we began a discussion about his understanding of the Medina. And why is it that there, in the leadership of the religious community in Israel, why is it that people didn't always support the Medina? And he quoted from the Brisker Rav, who had pointed out that based on the UN's decision to go ahead and establish the State of Israel, he said the Brisker Rav had said that the decision of the UN was a smile from the Hashgacha Elyona. It was an opportunity, and we destroyed it. And why is that? So he said, on the one hand, it was a smile because it was a challenge to the Catholic Church, and so it was a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a response post-Holocaust. But he said, unfortunately, we have to understand that our decision, the Medina's decision, to keep religion as a private matter and a question of freedom, that had been a major difficulty, and that caused some lack of identity among the world. And here he says, he comes back today and tells us, this is one of the reasons why in so many areas of the Orthodox Jewish community, particularly the Haredi Jewish community, the Hasidic Jewish community, there is no major Zionistic element. It doesn't mean that there's no Zionism. Solichenu kama miyusli artzenu is a desire of every Jew, the understanding that Eser Kedushos hein. But the lack of appreciation, and again, it's important to understand where things come from, he says, comes from, first of all, he says, there is no discussion that the Haredi community has a responsibility to pay taxes, to understand the rights of the Medina. That goes without saying. But there is no question that issues of halacha have to be preserved. And so, for instance, the discussions about gius banot, the idea of conscription to the army by women, is off the wall. And he says that caused a very major difficulty. He says the idea of chanifa, to the shilton ha-medina, the idea of showing some sort of acceptance of the non-religious way of life, or the taking and attaching our educational system to the decisions of Misrata Chinuch. He says that's something we can't allow because that challenges the future of Am Yisrael. And then he said, there also has to be a concern about religious freedom, and that religious freedom, sometimes when we're so open about religion, we're only open to the left. We don't become open to the right. And here, Rav Volbi turns around and drops what I consider one of the greatest important differentiations that help explain so much of what goes on in life. And he introduces it over here in regard to the issues of Zionism, but it becomes important for us in terms of ourselves as well. Tells the following story. He says, before the establishment of the State of Israel, he met a telzer of Mordechai Pogrominsky. Rav Mordechai Pogrominsky was a very tremendous Talmud Chacham, and they decided to discuss issues of Zionism. And Rabbi Yerucham, he told Rabbi Pogrominsky, who in the name of Rabbi Yerucham Lovavitz, the famous Mashgiach of Mir, he turned to him and he said, listen, Ovrei Avera lo yuchlu livnos Eretz Yisrael b'shum ofen, right? When it comes to secular Zionists, people who are openly flaunting the desire to build, he says that can't happen, Rabbi Yerucham had said. Instead, Eretz Yisrael yafshar la libanot eladafka b'chol hakdusha b'shleimusa v'diktuka. He says when you're building Eretz Yisrael, it has to be built with kedusha and diktuk. Eretz Yisrael can't be built by falsehood. So Rav Mordechai turned to Rav Volbi and he said to him, that's what you heard from Rav Yerucham? He says, you got it different, you got it confused. Eretz Yisrael can be built by every single Jew. Eretz Yisrael can't be established. It can't be established by those who are not religious. What's the difference between the building and the establishment? So Rav Volbi goes on to explain that when you believe in something, that's when you establish it. When you set the cornerstone, that's what you're establishing. You have to have a vision to be able to establish something. The building pieces, sure, you're going to go through stages. And sure, everybody who identifies as a Jew has to have that opportunity to be able to be involved. He says, but take a look at world history since the founding of the State of Israel. He says, and he's talking in the 70s. So, you know, but since the founding of the State of Israel, there have been 11 African countries that have been founded, and all have become something of status. Nobody has come along and challenged it. Not so Eretz Yisrael, Medinat Yisrael, still hanging in the wind. We're over 70 years since the founding of the Medina, and yet still, we're hoping for recognition from the nations of the world. Says Ravobi, what's the difference? The difference is pretty clear. We haven't established ourselves as a nation. In life, sometimes we do this with our mostos. We can't just have a chinuch based on the fact that we have a chinuch. Or we can't just build our mostos Torah, our shuls and our schools and our community, based on the fact that we happen to be in a certain place. We have to have a vision. We have to have a message. And we've seen tremendous nisim in Eretz Yisrael. We've seen tremendous Yad Hashem in fighting wars and in saving us from terror. And these things, even to somebody who is not necessarily appreciative of fully of the great depth and the great incredible achievements of the Medina, you can certainly can see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is certainly not against, right? And certainly has worked quite the opposite to build. But in the end of the day, we have our responsibility. We have a responsibility that when we're dealing with the massive levels, and the governmental levels, the national levels of developing things like countries, and even on personal levels, communities, and even within our own homes, to first realize you can build a Jewish home, but what are you establishing it on? Take a couple, for instance. A couple gets married, and you meet them, they're engaged, everything's fine, what are you interested in? I had an argument yesterday with a young married fellow who tells me early on in his marriage he's not so sure he married the right girl. I asked him, how come you're not so sure? He says, I don't know, she's not me. Maybe we should make a couple of changes. You're making changes? What kind of yisod? What kind of home are you building? What kind of person does that? Obviously not somebody who is acting from a position of strength. A home has to be built on the yisodos of both people. We work so hard, and there are so many wonderful people who are so involved in trying to make shiduchim. But you have to ask, when the shiduch is made, what is it going to be based upon? Before the couple gets engaged, or as they're early on in their marriage, they need to be able to turn around and ask, who are we, where are we, what are we built upon? We can be as different as night and day, but if we believe in the same yesodos, then the house can stand, the country can stand, the nation can stand. Remember, we're 12 different shvatim, with some very, very different chunot, different styles about us. But if we're going to be successful in life, we can build and build, but we, in terms of establishing ourselves, our establishment has to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the center and on the ground. And how we serve Him, and that we serve Him, and the heart we serve Him with, pervades our individuality, our family, our nation, and our country. And if we keep that as a central idea in our lives, we will make every day a terrific, amazing day. Have a wonderful day.